This stock and commodity report is made possible with support from Grainfield Marketing in Normal. Grainfield Marketing can be reached at 1-800-383-4647 or on the internet at grainfield.com.
You're tuned to AM 580, where you can also listen online at will.uiuc.edu. It's time for our opening commodity market report with Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Wednesday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. In Kansas City, May wheat opened at 5:01 and a half, unchanged on the open. At the Chicago Board of Trade in Chicago, the March wheat opened at 4:62, up 2 and a half on the open. The May, 4:72 and a half, down a half. July, 4:85, down a half. September, 4:96, up 3. December, 5:03 and a half, down 1 on the open. March corn opened at 4:10 and a half, down 2 on the open. May, 4:21, down 1. July, 4:30, down 1. September, 4:15 and a half, down 2. December, 4:05 and a half, down 1. March, 4:14 and a half, unchanged. May 2008, 4:18, unchanged. The July of 2008, 4:23 and a half, up 2 on the open. March beans open at 7:33, unchanged on the open. May, 7:46, down 2. July, 7:61 and a half, down 1 and a half. August, 7:69, up 1. September, 7:75 and a half, up a half. November, 7:85, down 1 and a half. January, 7:90, down 2 and a half. March, 7:97, unchanged on the open. March soybean meal opened at 2:14.20, up 70 on the open. The last the May contract at 2:19.50 is down 20. March soybean oil opened at 29.45, unchanged. The May 29.78, down 7.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by AgriGold Hybrids, funding agricultural programming as an additional service to the many AgriGold customers in the AM 580 listening area. AgriGold, the corn after corn specialists. Information on the web at agrigold.com or by contacting Regional Sales Manager Scott Williamson at 217-778-6485 for representative nearest you.
At the Merck, March feeders opened at 103.40, up 2 and a half on the open. April, 104.90, down 12 and a half. May, 106.80, down 2 and a half. August, 107.60, down 15 on the open. April live cattle open at 97.80, up 20 on the open. June, 95.80, up 7 and a half. August, 92.62 and a half, down 12 and a half. October, 96.27 and a half, down 12 and a half on the open. April lean hogs open at 64.85, down 15 on the open. May, 74.32 and a half, down 45. June, 75.30, down 27 and a half. July, 75.65, down 22 and a half on the open. And March bellies open at 101 even, down 50 on the open.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
Joining us now for a look at the agricultural markets is Paul Cooley of ADM Investor Services in Oakland, Illinois. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning, Dave.
Markets are off and running this morning off the softer open, particularly in that wheat pit where the May at 7:59 is up 11 and a quarter, reacting nicely off your 40-day benchmark moving average.
We also had inventory of report of crude oil, and it does show that the inventory of crude oil stocks were down, and of course there's problems with some of the pumping of oil out of Nigeria. And, of course, when we look at one of the major factors in this bull market of 2006 and 2007 has been energy-related, and as related as, the correlation between ethanol and crude oil is very dominant, and I think that was one supportive factor in today's market action.
Between now, Paul, and the planning intentions report, what kind of bias do you think the market has? Does it have one more violent, volatile action in one direction or another, do you think?
Well, my sense of direction is that the market was shaken a great deal from the higher interest rate action the Chinese government put in, and of course the shaken by the tremendous stock market reaction around the world. And we know the commodity fund traders play the stock market as well as they do corn, soybeans, and gold and silver, and you know, other commodities. You know, that was shake up number one. And shake up number two, of course, is we continue to see the government fine-tuning their supply-demand report with their economic outlook, and of course that sent some uneasiness through the marketplace. An example, you know, feeding more wheat and things of that nature. And of course we do hear from people, particularly those people that are predicting larger acreage, which I think is a minority out there, you know, saying, you know, 10, 12 million acres more corn being planted. But it is also a factor, and of course that's catching some people's attention. The supply-demand estimate, we do think the government will increase corn carryover, and we do think the market is kind of stabilizing here at some lower price levels, and we don't think the market's over with, but the market is stabilizing, and your point's well taken. The market has been a little uneasy for the last two or three weeks.
It sure has been uneasy, and I suppose traders were forced out of their positions to meet margin calls and cover losses in other markets during that period of time.
You know, when we I think the most significant things that we did find out, you know, on Commodity Week was John Bondurant's idea that maybe the South isn't going to have such a tremendous landslide of, towards more corn acres. And, you know, with $8 soybeans, we probably will see some slowdown. When we talk to some of our friends in the Mid-South, that's generally the impression we get. We also find that there is a general reluctance since fertilizer prices have gone up and also $8 beans to basically take too big a stance in the marketplace. And so some of the extra shift that some of the bears had been talking about for the last 30 days, I think it's more of a wait and see. And I think that also some of that wait and see is taking place because we understand that, you know, a lot of the fertilizer and a lot of the areas are put on at this time of year, and fertilizer prices, if you haven't prepaid it, has gone up considerably in price. So there's more of an even stance as far as the we think the major shift towards those 12 million acre cowboys.
Looks like anhydrous has gone up $100 in the last couple of weeks.
And that's right.
And it, you also got to wonder about, again.
And also insurance prices are also higher, too, to insure those crops.
Yes, they are. And you wonder over in the eastern Corn Belt where it was wet in the fall and people did not get into the fields. It is still wet over there. When will it dry out? There's been some suggestion from Drew Lerner and a few others that there's a bias toward continued wetness toward the end of the month after next week's sort of kind of dry down and temperatures a little bit warmer. So the window for planting corn, at least in the eastern Corn Belt, seems to be smaller than the typical window might be.
That's a, you know, a factor that almost everything has to be perfect to get that kind of an acreage. But in the meantime, we sense demand is good, crude oil prices are good, gold and silver is up, and we do see some stability in the stock market. It is a major market equation, and as we both know, time will actually give us the answer here on just the major shifts right now. But right now, the commodity markets still have gusto, as we see today. It doesn't seem to have the tremendous runaway market that we saw 30 days ago.
Stocks at 765, that was the estimate for the trade guess Friday, up 13 million. When it's all said and done, do you think that we might be even higher than that on ideas of a slowdown in exports and DDGs backing up?
You know, I really don't. I really don't sense that, and a couple things. You know, we did see a pickup in exports on this last report, and we do continue to see really unprecedented realization that this market is for real. When we are at these meetings, the ones that were bearish last fall seem to be bearish this spring, and it's based on a one-issue item, more corn acres, and they don't realize that the tremendous demand, not only in the United States but around the world, and this is a world demand situation as far as this energy conversion and improvement of diets in India and, of course, China. So there is a lot of just wonderful things that are going on in the marketplace. And you know, some of the slowdown is probably indirectly really long-term supportive to the marketplace instead of harmful to the marketplace.
Thank you, Paul.
Have a profitable day.
You too. Paul Cooley, ADM Investor Services in Oakland, Illinois.
Today's broadcast is made possible with support from First Midwest Bank, serving the banking needs of Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Kathy Ferguson in Morris at 815-941-3751. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
You're listening to WILL Urbana.